Okay. You know, sometimes kids are the only ones who make sense. We all know that, right? A 3-year-old boy proudly put on his shoes all by himself. His mother noticed that the left shoe was on the right foot. And she said, "Son, your shoes are on the wrong feet." And he looked up at her with the eyebrows raised, perplexed, and said, "Don't kid me, Mom. They're the only feet I got." Right? Then it was the first day in school, and in about mid-morning when the kindergarten teacher said, "If anyone has to go to the bathroom, please hold up 2 fingers. And a moment, a little bit later, a little voice in the back of the room said, "How will that help?" Kids just have a different way of seeing things, don't they? And so we live in a marvelous universe, and there's many different options. And sometimes we just really don't understand even what we're saying or how the pieces of a puzzle are going to fit together. So often when we remain so focused on what we believe to be true, we miss the mark of what really is happening. What we really need to do is repent. And most everybody in here knows what that means. Repent means to turn around and look for the good, right? Look for the good. Oh my gosh. The goodness of life is everywhere. Trusting that the current knows where it's going. And when it gets rough and choppy, just let go and let God. Because I am connected to Creative Source. And I will understand how all the pieces of the puzzle will fit together. Can y'all affirm that with me one more time? I am connected to Creative Source, and I will understand how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Now, that didn't sound like y'all believed it. So you got to say it like you believe it this time, okay? Together. I am connected to Creative Source, and I will understand how all pieces of the puzzle fit together. Since I am, and you are, created in the image and likeness of God, I was wondering, what does God feel like? What does God feel like? I don't mean in an emotional human feeling kind of way, getting mad or angry or jealous as if the infinite one could somehow experience human emotions. That's a God created in our image and likeness. Think about Jesus' words. God is spirit. God is the breath of life. That's what it means directly translated from Greek into English. God is the breath of life. And we are the experiencers of that breath of life. So, what does God feel like? God is the breath of life, the energy, the essence of life that stirs and moves and flows in and through us in each moment. We can feel and be open to experience this breath or not. Completely up to us. More to the point of what I'm wondering, to feel and experience this inner vibration, we must develop a discipline of doing, of being aware that this inner vibration exists. And we must do it at a very different level of awareness than what we're used to. Some type of mystical discipline that might take you into an awareness of this presence is something that Unity calls the silence, which is not actually silence, where there is no sound. The silence is a place of complete awareness. Of complete awareness. Where you see the some 4 trillion bits of information that are all around you in one moment. The silence is a place of complete awareness where there is no thought, no thought, no thinking going on, no monkey mind chatter, no human doing their mind stuff. To experience this silence, you have to be willing and open to move through the portal into a completely different state of awareness. Just a piece of the puzzle in understanding the mystical dimension. You see, we live in oneness. We're interconnected with this web of life. Yes, we are free and independent and autonomous, yet we need each other if we're going to experience the wonder of this mystical dimension. Like pieces of a puzzle needed to complete a picture. There exists an independent and interdependent relationship in all of life. This reminds me of two men who were hunting. And they came up to this huge hole in the ground, and they were amazed at its size. And one hunter said to the other, "Wow, that's some hole. I can't even see the bottom of it. I wonder how deep it is." And the second hunter replied, "Let's throw something down to see just how long it takes to hit the bottom." "Oh, there over here, there's an old automobile transmission. Let's just throw it in there. And so give me a hand with it, and we'll see if we can get it down there." And so they picked it up, and they counted 1, 2, 3, into the hole it went. And they watched, and they listened, and they looked into this huge hole. And then he heard this rustling coming from behind them. And they turned around and they saw a goat come rushing to them and through the brush and into the hole it went. Head first. Standing there, they're looking at each other. They're trying to figure out what just happened. And a farmer walked up and asked, "Say there, you guys didn't happen to see a goat anywhere around here, did you?" One hunter replied, "Funny you should ask. We were just standing here, and a goat came rushing out of the bushes, doing 100 miles an hour, and it jumped headfirst into that hole over here." The old farmer said, "That's impossible. I had him tied up to that transmission." Oops. All things are connected. Even though there are times when we don't see how, sometimes we need to widen our awareness to our interdependence within this world. This is especially true at this moment in time, right? Crazy things happening, conversations occurring at all different levels of awareness and training, and if we're trying to figure it out, as you stand in the box of your thinking, it's going to make you crazy, right? The world does a really good job of that, making us crazy, doesn't it? Understanding the bigger picture is so important to finding the solutions as opposed to making war. Understanding how the pieces of the puzzle fit together is critical in finding our way on our spiritual journey that we call life. Yeah, life is a puzzle. Now, the spiritual faculty of understanding is the theme for July. Spiritual understanding is a little bit different than how we use that word in society today. Spiritual understanding is not about compassion or any of those other mortal minds definitions for the word understanding, but rather spiritual understanding is about realizing how all the pieces fit together. Spiritual understanding gives us insights into the dynamics and the workings of universal law. It empowers us to see how the pieces of the puzzle might fit together. How one event leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another, which goes on and on and on. It is a spiritual awareness necessary for accomplishing our spiritual goals and our purpose, to perceive the end result and to be able to understand which step needs to be taken next. Although it is part of our feeling nature, it's not about our feelings, emotions, or having compassion or empathy for another person. Understanding gives us insights into the dynamics and working of the universe. How events fit together, providing us insights into the sequencing that occurs within the mystical dimension. But how to know this you have to get out of your head, right? That's why I couldn't figure out what those words say down here. We have to get out of our head and feel it. Spiritual understanding often defies logic and training that we receive in our modern day world. There are times before the next piece of the puzzle is going to be revealed, and we have to wait. You know, even though Spirit is inviting us to take it, we have to wait. Just like Indiana Jones, remember that movie? Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, right? And he's in search of his father. And he reads one clue after another, going down this long tunnel, which reveals another clue, which reveals another clue, and finally he comes to the edge and he reads the last clue and says, you have to take a leap of faith, right? Allowing the invisible bridge to rise up to meet you. And so he reaches down and he picks up the dirt and he throws it out into the cavern, and what's there? An invisible bridge. Understanding is a spiritual faculty that is essential to bringing harmony and balance into our life. But then understanding is a spiritual idea that really can be very confusing. You know, I'll think I'm just double talking all over the place, don't you? Yeah, I know. Because spiritual understanding tends to be really confusing. Quite honestly, when I try to find a definition in Unity's literature, all I did was get more confused. And more confused. Many of the writers wanted to convey the meaning and understanding of understanding through traditional ideas. And that ain't going to happen. Because the meaning of spiritual understanding is anything but traditional. It's a paradox. That's why when somebody asks me a question, I normally answer yes, but no. Right? It's a paradox. But there is something in you that can be activated at any time, which will allow you to open and be receptive to its presence, to live in an awareness of the fourth dimension. And understanding is the key. One day, there were three men who were hiking, and they came upon this large river, rugged river, and it was raging out of control. But they needed to get to the other side, but they had no idea how to do so. The first man prayed, "Dear God, give me the strength to cross the river," and poof, God gave him big arms and big legs, and he was able to swim across the river in 2 hours, although he almost drowned several times. Seeing this, the second man prayed, "Please, God, give me strength and the tools to cross this river." And poof, God gave him a rowboat, and he was able to cross the river in about an hour, although he almost capsized a couple of times. And the third man, having seen how the other two struggled, prayed, "Dear God, give me the strength, the tools, and the wisdom to cross the river with ease and joy." And poof, God turned him into a woman. Oh, and she looked at a map, hiked upstream 100 yards, and walked across a bridge that had been there just beyond their sight. Oh my gosh. Now that's a really good explanation of spiritualized faculty of understanding. Two hikers, when confronted by the appearances of a turbulent river, relied on their senses and responded by methods that they knew. They relied on brute strength and a knowledge of other things to deal with what they had seen in the past. Yes, they made it, but they really had to struggle. The third biker was open to spirit through the feeling nature, asking for understanding to find a path that would lead her easily over the challenge. Yes, we can shift our awareness from sense mind and the things we have learned about this physical reality by becoming open to the spiritual faculty of understanding. The next thing we need to do is to develop an awareness of where this power center is located. Now, Charles Fillmore, the founder of Unity, placed it right here in the center of his forehead, right next to will and to the imagination center, which is right here in the brow, and then faith in the center of the mind. But how crowded is that for a faculty center, right? All that stuff going on at one time. It's really a crowded spot, ain't it? No wonder it's so confusing. Fillmore also tended to think the power of understanding as an intellectual thing. But it's not. You have to feel the power of understanding to truly know its presence and guidance. I've come to believe that the center of spiritual understanding is located in our feet, in the soles of our feet. You know, those soft points in your feet? Some people call them the bubbling springs. When someone touches this spot and applies just a little pressure, it is quickly felt all over your body, because it's connected through the neural net to every energy node in your body. Those soft points are connected to everything in your body. The idea of a puzzle and how the pieces fit together is actually what best describes the power of understanding, what it means to me anyway. First, it is really important to know that the faculty of understanding is in your feet, in the soles of the feet, in those soft place of your feet. And this is where we can ground yourself into Mother Earth and feel and understand its movements. Think about the different places in the Bible where it says, remove your sandals, for the place you stand is holy ground. And where Jesus says to his disciples, whenever you leave a town, just brush off the dust of your feet and move on down the road. Or when it shares the sacredness of the ancient Jewish foot washing ritual. Or when it shares, these different ideas, the faculty of understanding resides in your feet, not between your eyes. And we have to begin to discern spiritual ideas, so we really have to get out of our head. What's that one Native American saying? Right? The furthest distance we will ever travel is from our head to our heart. Right? The intellect will only confuse you. Understanding is of the heart and is the feeling nature. So, how does God feel? The truth is, all of life hold pieces of the puzzle. And it has a natural flow, has a natural rhythm. You can feel the rhythm of the earth in your feet as it revolves and rotates. And because it rotates, it rotates 24 hours a day. And what's that speed? 360 miles per hour around the sun? And you can't feel it moving? When you ground yourself, you can begin to feel this rhythm. The seasons change, the animals, the plants thrive. I love going out and standing in my grass, which is really thick right now, and just grounding myself in my bare feet. Feeling that connection with Mother Earth, I can literally feel the energy going all the way down to the molten core at the center of the Mother Earth. I can feel that life energy flowing through me. Yes, I believe that when we intentionally ground ourselves with Mother Earth, sending those roots out energy deep down, all the way down, we're connecting with this invisible ether in a way that really is quite unexplainable. Then bring the light of being back up through our feet and our entire being to the ID point above our head and see that energy flowing up the Father sky. When we are connected with it, with this living field in this way, suddenly we're given thoughts and understandings of the dynamics and happening in this field that we really have no way of knowing. And I believe this is what Jesus meant when he said, in all things, seek first the kingdom of good and the field of living energy and its harmony and balance. And every good thing your heart desires will come unto you. That's a Patrick version of the Aramaic translation. Right? It's all about finding the harmony and balance in life, isn't it? Seek to know the living field and its movement and be one with it. Then you'll truly understand this movement and the pieces of the puzzle that's always in movement. Everything in nature has a civilization, a rhythm, and that rhythm is the cause of everything. It sets the tone and the pace of everything. It's right in here that we find that harmony and balance of the kingdom. So, I invite y'all to go on a journey with me, okay? And our prayer chaplains to stand and hold that sacred place, and our music team to get ready to play some more amazing music. Now, I invite you just to hold your hands out to the side for a second and just see this little vortex of energy swirling in the palms of your hands. It swirls there all the time. See that vortex of energy, the funnel, a funnel cloud of just energy just in your hands. And just see that energy, that life being filled within this moment. And say to yourself, I am immersed in the light of the divine. I am immersed in the living energy. The living water is washed down upon me and flow and stir in every cell of my being. And it stirs up that vortex in the palm of my hands. I am radiantly alive. I am glowing with energy, life, and wonder. I am glowing in this moment now. Now take your hands and put them over the sacral area, which is where your belly button is, and just hold it about 2 to 3 inches off. And see that swirling energy going all the way to the base of the back. Swirling, moving, glowing. I am spiritual strength in this moment. I am glowing with the energy of life. I am glowing with energy, life, and wonder. And I can stand at the center of the swirling winds of life and just be here now. Now take the light and see the light going down through your legs into the soft points of your feet. Spiritual understanding is active in me now. It is glowing with the wisdom, the movements of the universe. Spiritual understanding is active in me now. I'm understanding how the pieces of the puzzle are fitting together. Now see that light going all the way down like roots of a tree branching out further and further still, all the way down to the center of Mother Earth. Feel that connection, that living energy in this moment now. Feel that living energy moving in you, stirring in you. Feel the movements of Mother Earth. Now see the light coming back up, bright white. See it coming back up into the solar points of your feet where understanding resides, those soft points. See a golden yellow forming. Now see the light coming back up into the sacral area, turning spring green where the power of faith. Now see the light going up to the solar plexus where spiritual discernment lies. Spiritual discernment is active in me now. I know the movements of the universe, and I don't know why. But I know many things I don't know. Spiritual discernment is active in me now. See the light going over your heart. I am connected in oneness with the field of living energy. Just see a brilliant pink form. I am connected in oneness with the field of living energy. I am one with all of life. I'll see the light go up to the throat, turning purple. The power of power is active in me now. I only speak words of truth and wonder of what I would like to see happening in my life. I see words of peace and wonder, and I draw them into my life. Now see the light going up to the brow, imagination center, and just see the Joseph raincoat, just colors everywhere. The power of imagination is active in me now. The power of imagination is active in me now. I can know that with the power of my imagination, I reach into the invisible ethers and I shape and form them in accordance with my heart's desire. Now the light moves into the forehead, center of the head where faith resides, and the brilliant blue occurs. With the power of faith, I see beyond every appearance, and I guide each and every one of my spiritual faculties with faith engaged. I see beyond appearances, and I see into the realm of infinite possibilities. The light goes up through the crown up to Father Sky. I am connected to Father Sky, grounded in Mother Earth. I am connected to Father Sky, grounded in Mother Earth. Now see the light move down through each of those chakras, spinning, glowing, moving all the way down to Mother Earth. And see the light form a core star energy around you within this moment. See yourself immersed in this core star energy, a golden light that surrounds and unfolds you in this moment. I am immersed in the light. I am immersed in the Taurus energy. I am immersed in the glowing, healing energy of life. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. For I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. See that light glowing in your heart. See that light glowing in your mind. See yourself immersed within that light and rest within it just as long as you can. Rest within it just as long as you can. I am glowing. I am glowing. Thank God I am glowing with energy and life. Thank you, God. I am glowing with the energy of life. And I say amen. And amen.